Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The conversation continues with Dallas Mavericks rookie Justin Anderson. Kobe to KD, that's a huge defensive challenge. How do you mentally prepare for that? I mean, you talk about trying not to get starstruck, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's – I don't struggle with that. I don't know why. I never struggle with being in awe or starstruck. I think the closest to being starstruck to an NBA player is probably being able to be on Dirk's team. But outside of that – you just see the film in the locker room before the game, and you go in with a certain level of toughness and competitiveness. And once the ball's tipped, and everything else goes out the window, and they're just competition like you've had your whole life.
Justin Anderson with us. Just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you had a wonderful collegiate career at Virginia. How did playing for Tony Bennett and being a part of his system prepare you for that next step and taking your game to the NBA?
It was awesome. Obviously Coach Bennett is, still leaving, impacting our program and taking us places that, we haven't been in a long time still to this day. And it was awesome playing for him, because he had more than just basketball to him. He taught us a lot more to life and how to approach it and how to approach situations that, you're going to be in on a daily basis because you can't play basketball all day. So first and foremost, he helped you out with growing up and becoming a man, becoming, finding out who you are and trusting and believing in who you are. But then as far as basketball goes, the confidence that he gives you, the work ethic, the ability, he kind of pushes you to your limit just as any other coach would try to do. And he always would tell us that there's two types of coaches. There's transformational and transactional. Mm-hmm. And transformational being how can he help change or develop and help you be the person that you want to be, rather than transactional being what can you do for me and what can I do for you. And he did a really good job of going down the transformational line and serving as a father figure for not just me but for all of my teammates that's played there for him before. So he's really helped to prepare, on this level, the amount of humility you need, the amount of toughness, work ethic, and everything that you need to survive on this level, and being that he played in the NBA for a couple of years. So it really helped playing for him.
Are there similarities or familiarity in terms of playing for Coach Bennett and then crossing over into head coach Rick Carlisle's system?
They have two different styles for sure. Coach is more... Coach would get on you more in practice and not as much in the game. Coach Bennett would, but Coach Carlisle, he'll get on you in the game, practice, whatever it takes to keep pushing you to try to be the best that you can be or the best that he knows you can be. So they're definitely similar in the same way of what I was saying with transformational. They definitely want to see the best for the player and try to get the most out of each player rather than just taking what they can get from them and how can they help them out. So they have similarities in more ways than not.
Okay, we're wrapping up our interview with Justin Anderson, Dallas Mavericks' very own. Of course, you were the 21st pick in the 2015 NBA draft. Your future is obviously so bright. I would love, as we close out our segment, share for all of our listeners across the country just that when Dallas drafted you, I mean, this was a team from afar and an organization that you wanted to be a part of for a very long time. Would you mind sharing kind of that story about when you were actually in the hospital? What happened there? And you had an opportunity to really dial into the Mavs.
Yeah, I mean, I always watch basketball, and I had favorite players growing up. Two guys that actually played for Orlando, Penny Hardaway, Tracy McGrady.
Oh, yeah.
And which is the reason why I wore the number one when I was younger, and I was happy to get it here. And then when I was younger, I got bit by some type of spider. I'm not exactly sure, but it was in my leg, and I got really sick from it.
Wow.
And had to go to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, they would roll in the Nintendo cart, and I would play Nintendo 64 with my roommate in the hospital who had another sickness. And it was a cool experience to do that. But outside of playing a video game at night, my dad would turn the TV on, and whether it was on TNT, ESPN, whatever the case may be, Dallas. I don't know if it was playoffs or what series it was, but I remember Dirk and Steve Nash, and their duo was awesome, and it was so fun to watch because Steve was throwing like no look passes to Dirk, and Dirk was just like splashing shots from anywhere on the court, and from there I was like, wow, I love this team. And I told my mom, like, can I get a Dirk jersey? And it took us so long to try to find it in the country area of Virginia that we were in. So one day I remember we went to the city. We went like to Northern Virginia, some more city area. We went to a store, and I remember finally seeing a Dirk jersey. My mom bought it for me for like $25, and I wore it like every day. So it was super cool to be drafted and have that moment, not knowing where I was going to go. And then when the 21st pick came around, getting the call from Cuban and the whole staff here in Dallas, it was just, you know, a breath of fresh air. But at the same time, it was just like, wow, this is really what I dreamed for. So that night in itself was probably the most special night that I'll probably have outside of maybe my wedding in the future and whatever may give it some competition. But that night was special, to say the least.
Such an amazing young man. Justin Anderson of the Dallas Mavericks has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, the Final Four is going to be here in Houston. Is Virginia going to make it?
I hope so. I hope they get to Houston so I can get a flight and go down if we have a chance, because I only got to see them once live, but I've tuned into every game that they play. They play tonight, by the way, I think at 6 Central Time, so I'm going to be tuned in for sure.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much, Josh, and we appreciate you coming on our program. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Stick around. Much more in hour number 2 right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We will be right back.